I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. This month on The Daily Thread, we're focusing on the compassion and mercy of God. The Bible is replete with examples of God's unfailing mercy, but there are also stories that make us think twice. Is God really compassionate? Can I really count on Him to forgive me? Or have I run out of chances? What if the posture of my heart isn't exactly right? Will God still be good? I think when we take the sum total of the Bible into account, and especially the identity of God within the person of Jesus Christ, we can know this. God wants us to understand Him as merciful and compassionate. An all-powerful Creator God can be terrifying, too strong to oppose, too deep to fathom. How can we approach a God like that without being intimidated to the point of death? So God says, "Yes, I have great immeasurable power, but I am merciful. I am loyal to you, the people I have created. I am for you, not against you. I am on your side." The compassion of God makes us able to believe in His power without being afraid. How do we cope with the realities of life, which are so often cold, uncaring, and painful? We believe in a God who has something for us, and what He has for us is mercy. Psalm 71, 14 and 15 say this, "But as for me, I will hope continually, and I will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and of your salvation all day long, for I do not know the sum of them." We hope because we have seen His goodness. We hope because even in the midst of difficulty, we can still observe His goodness in the world right now. And if for some reason we can't, we still hope because we believe we will see His goodness again. Another important note here is that sometimes our hope is enabled by praise. What you say with your mouth matters a lot. Are you speaking lies over yourself, over the world? What if you could say, along with the psalmist, "My mouth will tell of your goodness and your salvation all day long. I will praise you yet more and more." As you give yourself over to praise, speaking the truth of God's goodness, even as it conflicts with your observation of reality, you find fuel for hope. And hope in God does not disappoint. "I do not know the sum of them." Elsewhere it says, "The goodness of God is unsearchable." Not meaning that we can't seek and find it, but meaning it is so vast, we will never fully comprehend it on this side of eternity, and perhaps even beyond. God is that good. His goodness and His salvation add up to a number that I can't speak or even know. So what does that mean? When I'm faced with a question in my life that seems unanswerable, a problem in the world that seems unsolvable, I purpose in my heart to meet those difficulties with another unfathomable idea, the mystery of the goodness of God. I hope and believe that the deep, deep compassion and mercy of God are greater than the other unanswerable things in my life. And when I can't do that, I open my mouth and I praise Him again and again until I can stand on the truth of His goodness. Praise Him today and ask for a revelation of His mercy and compassion over your life and in the world. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.